Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we are continuing our series on the theme of hiring your virtual assistant. Today, we are going to talk more in detail about something I mentioned last week on the episode, which is defining expectations. I realized that this is something I could delve deeper into and could really help you in building a solid relationship with your potential virtual assistant because I have 16 years of experience being a virtual assistant, and I've had good clients and I've had some bad clients, which comes with the territory. But I want to help you to make that relationship a good relationship and a winning relationship for both you and the VA. So there are quite a few things to consider when you are setting expectations for the relationship that you will have between you and your virtual assistant. Let's talk about five of them today. So, number one, and I think this is probably the biggest one, is communication. I know I mentioned this last week on the episode, but I want to talk about a couple different things when it comes to communication. One is how you will communicate, and two is how often you will communicate. So the how we went over last week. Are you going to communicate with your virtual assistant via email, via a program like Slack, or a project management system like Asana, or are you going to require them to talk with you on the phone? Personally, I do not mind talking on the phone with my clients, but it is important for me that I set a specific time with them to communicate because it's really hard for me when they call me out of the blue and I'm working on another client's project. If I'm in the midst of working on their project and I've sent them a question via email or text to answer and they give me a call, I have no problem with that. But if it's in the midst of my workday and I'm working on someone else's project or I'm at lunch, you know, it makes it difficult for me to have the right mindset and focus to talk with them at that specific time. So it's important for me that if my client's communication style is that they like to talk on the phone, that we have a set appointment time. Weekly, or if they just need to talk every once in a while, that they set an appointment with me in order to talk with me rather than just calling at random. And I think everyone would appreciate that courtesy. So communication, how and how often, is important questions to ask yourself and helps with defining expectations between you and your virtual assistant. Secondly, it's important to set deadlines. As a VA myself, I always have an idea of when I want to get a client's work done, but it's important if they tell me what their deadline is for a project so I can kind of walk backwards a few days and see when I'm going to have availability, and so that I can not only meet their deadline, but exceed it. And I tell virtual assistants when I was training new VAs, I always told them under promise and over deliver, meaning that they could promise you that they would get it done by Friday, but they over deliver by getting it done by Wednesday. And so if you set deadlines, your virtual assistant has the ability to blow you out of the park with it and get it done early and exceed your expectations. But if you don't, then you're setting them up for potentially not meeting your expectations by not knowing when you expected it. The next one is to let them know how you want them to submit work. Do you share a Google Drive? Do they email you their work? Do they put it in a particular place in like a project management system? And most VAs have a system for how they do things, and many will set up with you at the very beginning of your relationship how they are going to do these things. But if they don't, it's awesome for you to say, hey, always submit your work in this way, whatever it is, fill in the blank. So we've talked about how they should communicate and how often, that you should set deadlines for them. And third, we talked about how they should submit work. Fourth is availability. What do you expect of their availability? Most virtual assistants are going to have multiple clients that they have to answer to. If you are expecting them to always be available for you, then you're going to have to hire them as a full-time person. Whether that you're still doing that as an independent contractor, or if you're doing that as an employee. But most virtual assistants see themselves as independent contractors. They take care of their own taxes, all of that. And most of us are VAs for the flexibility. So we tend to have multiple clients that we manage. I personally have multiple clients and therefore are only available to certain clients on certain days. Not everyone structures their business in this way. So this will be a question that you'll want to ask, but also an expectation that you want to set. And the reason that you want to ask yourself this is, are you able to plan far enough ahead that you can share your task, you know, a week in advance, a day in advance, at least with your VA? Or are you the type of person who is always waiting to the last minute to get a task done? And some virtual assistants may not have the ability or flexibility in their schedule to accomplish your task at the last minute. So you want to ask yourself this and set this expectation from day one so that you and your VA have a successful working relationship. Availability is going to be different from virtual assistant to virtual assistant. And there, you may not find the perfect scenario, but most VAs are willing to work with you if you set the expectation up front. And the last thing is, how will you measure the success of the relationship that you have with your virtual assistant? You have to have a little bit of forethought, and you have to set these expectations so that you can have success. And what is your objective with hiring a VA? Are you wanting to free up your time? If so, if you have more time available to do what you're really good at, then that is solving that need that you have, and that is meeting that objective and should be meeting your expectations. Are you wanting to finish a specific project? You know, like I, for example, do project-based work now for clients in addition to my hourly clients. And one of the things that I've been offering lately is an all-in-one email marketing done-for-you package that sets up their email marketing list from scratch. When a client does not have that in place, it helps them build a lead magnet, set up their first opt-in with a landing page and an opt-in box, and we create that welcome or nurture sequence for their email marketing campaign. And we work together to do all of this, and at the end, they're able to start building an email list. The objective was to set up a brand new email list for them, create a lead magnet and a welcome or nurture sequence, and start building an email list. Once that objective is met, that equals success for them. And that was what they were looking for. That was their expectation. So when you're doing hourly work, your expectations may be different for the VA. Maybe you're hiring a VA to help take something off of your plate, whether it be checking your email and responding using templates and things like that, and that saves you an hour or two a day, or any number of things. These are just two very good examples of what you might possibly have a VA to do and what a way to measure the success of the objective that you had for that relationship. So defining expectations, whether it be communication, deadlines, how they submit work, their availability, or the measure of success, is so important to a successful relationship with a virtual assistant. I hope that this was helpful to you. I am accepting new clients if you are looking for a virtual assistant, and I would love to speak with you. You can go over to my website at aliciaavantandcompany.com and find our services and fill out the contact form if you're interested in hiring a VA. I had just recently brought on a couple of team members so that I could serve more people, and am excited about that opportunity. I will put my URL in the show notes because I do spell my name a little different so that you can see it there. Thanks for listening.